one of my jokes, I say, white people, you want to prove you're not racist with this little game of would you rather?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, sure. And I'm like, white people, which would you rather? Would you rather have a gay son or a daughter that only sucks black dick? Which would you rather? And they like, they're like, you know, like, what an option for them. Like, what, right. You know, sometimes they say gay son. Oh, and then I say, well, if it helps out any, the gay son only sucks black dick too.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm trying to change my name.
Hi!
Hey, Dicey.
Hey, Dicey!
Chilling on the back porch.
Y'all showing out with y'all houses. That's okay. One day.
Soon.
Hi. How are y'all?
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. I was trying to find a corner. Let me just go sit over here. I think y'all can probably see me, okay? It's no plug over here. I was trying to plug in my ring light at the same time, but whatever. No, it's okay.
She no fancy, problem. Fancy.
How y'all doing today?
We are well. How are you?
Yes, we are
I'm well. Good.
Emphasis on well.
We are well. We
right.
We are well.
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy.
All right.
I was going to say, Rachel, where's your shirt?
No, because I'm at home, so I don't need one.
You can wear your neck.
Whatever. I put my panties on right here, and I don't have one.
That's hilarious.
This is how it's going to be. Y'all got back porches. Y'all got neighbors and stuff. I'm in my room.
Right. Right.
No, I went to the store and I had to put something on my face. So I was like, what is this?
That's that actually perfect.
Is that one of those things you put around your head?
No. This is actually the seat, if I can find it, of some pantyhose.
Girl, that is
what
hilarious.
What is that?
Whatever.
That is hilarious.
My prescription, my date of birth is... Whatever. Nobody's going to know. I know now, but you know. Hi, right. Dicey. Welcome to Hi. Our show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh. So you were going to be our guest when they shut down the city.
The country.
Girl, right. No. They shut down our city for like 30 minutes. And then, because people are still going out. So it's still, it's shut down, but it's not shut down.
Yeah, because Walmart was packed. I stopped by there on my way home.
Are both of y'all in LA?
Why are you going to Walmart?
Baby, we in Houston.
Oh, you're in Houston, right. I'm in Dallas right now.
Okay.
I came home for this. I was like, I'm not about to be in LA.
I know. So did you come home before all of this happened?
So, no. Yes. Can y'all hear me?
Did you come home before all of this happened?
Hold on. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? I can't hear y'all now.
Oh, we can hear you.
What happened?
Did you turn off the
mute? She's on.
I might have to put these back on. Sorry, I can't hear y'all now since I took them off.
That's fine.
Anyway.
I've been told to back up. My forehead is all Girl. In the camera.
He told me make sure my face is here, so I'm like this. I have on a shirt, guys. It's okay.
You good.
Okay, I see you.
So did you come home for this, or were you just on a trip home and you were like, let me just stay for a little bit?
No, I came home for this because I have a business in LA. I have two partners. We have a production company and it's downtown. But downtown is, we're like Skid Row adjacent. which is where all the homeless people are. And, you know, it's just, LA is just so concentrated. We're not doing business right now. We're working virtually. And then on the weekends, I do nails, and I work at this nail studio in Beverly Hills. And so they closed too. And I was like, you know what? It's no need of me being in LA for this. I'm about to go home where my parents live on like 4 acres, you know, and we're way out. I have plenty of space. My sister actually lives in the house right behind her, right behind my parents. I had to come home.
You're very fortunate for that to be your reality. Cause when a lot of us are stuck, we're just stuck. We don't have, you know, families to go home to like you do. So you're very fortunate for that to be your reality.
Dicey, your camera froze on us. We just see a pretty picture of you smiling.
I know, we just see a smile. She's so happy.
She frightened on us. She audio only and threw up a picture.
I know, right? She was like, I'm not even going to get dressed. Put up my audio.
Did it come back?
No, not yet.
No. But we can hear you just fine.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, I'll walk over here and see if I can, maybe it'll come back.
Okay, now it's dark.
Anyway, so.
Oh, there you go. Oh, okay, there you go.
Okay, all right, good. I'm gonna sit back down now. All right.
So
anyway.
We're happy that you're here with your family and that you are safe. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Dicey. Dicey is my nickname that my grandfather gave me. My real name is Kim, and I do stand-up, and I didn't want to be another Kim in the industry. And so when I started doing stand-up, I was like, I'll go by Dicey because my family already calls me Dicey.
Right.
And so, yeah, it was just like, and then I wanted to even make my name Dice. But then there's Andrew Dice Clay. And he went by Dice. And me and him actually have the same birthday, which is crazy. But I've been in LA for 17 years. I do nails. I just went to nail school last year because I want to have my own salons. And that's it. And again, I'm the D in Bed Productions, BED Productions, downtown LA. We produce podcasts and
content. Okay, because I was gonna ask, what does Bed stand for? I didn't want to be like, oh, Bed Pro. Okay.
It stands for Brittany, Emmanuel, and Dicey. That's all of our names. So okay, it's three of us. Yeah.
That's funny how that worked out.
But we still have it. It is. And we have it really sexy in there all the time. Like, we never have the lights on. It's always like pink up light, like pink and purple and just real dim. Yeah. And, you know, it's Rachel 420 friendly. Okay. Right, exactly.
So when I'm in LA, I can shoot my podcast there. You know, I'm going to bed, guys. So if you want to watch me.
Please do that.
So was there a reason for you leaving here? And, why did you choose LA?
I majored in theater, and that was in acting and stuff was something that I was just always wanted to do. But when I got to LA, I started working behind the scenes a lot. I started writing for I was ghostwriting for some really big comics and stuff. And they were like, you really need to do stand-up. What are you doing? So I finally started doing stand-up. And that's when everything has been like happening for me since I started doing stand-up. Mm-hmm. I've done like 2 TV specials, and you know, just a lot of stuff, a lot of tours. I've you know, opened for some of the biggest comics, and you know, it's just really fun. So I love it. So that's what I'm doing there now.
Are you originally from Dallas? Or are you from Houston? Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas, but I went to U of H. I went to school in Houston. So
UHD or U of H?
No, U of H.
Right away from U of TSU. H. Okay.
Off of color.
Okay. Gone say in third ward.
The real ward. Yes.
Are you natural or are you with the creamy stuff?
No, I'm definitely natural. But recently I've been wearing clip-ins when I have my hair straight. Usually I wear either kinky twists or I wear my hair in a fro, but being like, I'm always getting called for stuff now. Right. And it's, you know, it's just inconsistent having your hair in a fro, you know, like for TV stuff. And, you know, it's just, you never know what the fro is going to do, you know? Right. So I have to do something a little more, you know, but I still only press it if I straighten it. And I try not to even do that too much, you know?
You have a lot of hair.
I do. This is not my hair though. These are braids.
No, but I mean, I've looked at your Instagram stories. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, damn, she got a lot of hair. It's a lot. Yeah.
I'm fortunate. It's full. It's very full. Yeah, when it is. Right. But it's kind of.
So how do you do clip-ins with your hair texture? Like, does your hair behave? Because I don't have that type of hair right now that will act right.
Who hair behaves? California,
right. In LA, you know, the weather is a lot different. It kind of just stays straight. No, it's not as humid at all. I have a really good flat iron, and I just, you know, I just flat iron it, and I wear the clip-ins just sometimes, you know, when I know I'm doing stuff. It's just way easier, and it just makes it fuller. It's kind of it's a little longer than my hair, and so I want to get my hairdresser to get them like this length, because my hair is like here, you know, braids make it shrink up a little bit.
Right.
And the hair comes like this, so I just want it to be the exact length of my hair, so it'll just be more full, you know? So.
Yeah. You don't need no help with the fullness in your hair.
You know, we all got hair troubles. I told Rich, I said, your hair is perfect length. I mean, it's cute, it's short, and all you got to do is spit in your hand or throw some water on it and do this.
Girl, what kind of spit do you have? My hair don't act right.
It's real cute, though. I'm like, uh-oh, we on. See, if my hair was that short, it would be manageable for sure. Like, you can make it look the same all the time.
Are you kidding me?
You know? More, better than, easier than
that. No. This is a length where it's kind of offensive. Now. Like, look, Keita's hair, Keita has really big Diana Ross hair, and her length is manageable. You guys have, to the shoulders, it's manageable. But I used to rock a fade, you know, most recently. And then I was like, I'm going to let it grow out because I want to do other stuff. So I just manage these little three braids or whatever. But I don't know. I'm waiting for it to get beyond this point. I wanted braids and I had them, but then they were heavy as hell. So I was like, you know what? I'm over it. Take it out. I can't.
Braids get heavy.
They sure do. Shoot, weeds get heavy. I've had heavy once in my whole life.
She don't wear weave.
I did it one time.
And really?
It was about 2 years ago.
It's not. That was about 15 years ago.
So who told you you were funny? Is this, being a comedian, is this always something in the back of your head? Were you that kid who was like a class clown? Did everybody around you tell you were funny? Or did you get to LA and people, just from the writing, people were like, you know what, you're kind of funny?
I got voted in our senior year. I got voted most witty, like all through, and I think junior year too. I got voted that both years in a row. But my humor still wasn't like an overt kind of thing. You know, it'd be like everybody around me would be laughing in class, and I'd be sitting there like, oh, that's not me. Like, I wasn't trying to be the class clown. I think just happen out like often, and that's kind of how my stand-up is too. When people see me, they're surprised because I just stand in one place and they're like, oh my god, you talk so much shit to just stand in one, like, you know, that's, you just, it's just calm, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm not cooling it, I can't run around, you know. Black people want you to run around and do like,
do the most. Exactly. Flip over tables.
Yes.
Them comedy jam all over.
Yes,
they want you to be sweating for real, for real.
Right. Yes. No, I don't have time. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I read one of your things that you wrote, and you were like, the stage is my happy place. Mm-hmm. So when were you happy last? When was the last time you were on stage?
Probably the week, because all my shows got canceled. Like, so probably a month and a half ago, I was on stage last. And I was supposed to be doing a show with the Marines right now, like some tour thing with the, with them. I was supposed to be doing. I have a lot of stuff that was coming up for this summer, and like just the spring was going to be really, really dope, you know. But I, what can we do? You know, nobody's doing anything. That makes me feel better. It's not just my stuff that got canceled. Nobody, you know, can do anything.
Is there I'm sorry, go ahead.
You said, is there any, I've been doing virtual mics and virtual shows. And I don't like them. It's, you know, they have the, they have their phones on mute. You can't get the energy. It's just like, it's no microphone. You know, you don't even have to stand up. It's weird.
Cause I was going to ask that. I was like, well, is this something that you can do virtually? Cause this is kind of hard for us. We're used to being in a studio, sitting with our guests, interacting, getting the energy from one another. And I was like, this is going to be kind of weird to just talk to a phone or to a tablet. And I get a lot of, you know, the comedians, they need that energy, you know, that vibe in the room, you know. If people ain't laughing, how do you know? But if they are laughing, how do you know?
It's funny. How you know they like it?
You get a lot of these going on.
That's it.
LOL emoji.
Or you can read the comments on the side. They can comment, you know, but that's distracting. Hard to,
exactly. It's like, oh, I was going to say something, but now let me read what she said.
Exactly.
You done lost your rhythm.
Right.
Ain't nothing like the real thing. There is nothing like me being in an audience and watching someone, you know, entertain me or, you know, tell jokes, because I love comedy. I am so big on that. I like to sit there and laugh and at the same time do some ab work while I'm laughing.
But I haven't mastered that part yet. I'll just be laughing. The last time we went on a date, it was to a comedy show, and the next day I went to the hospital. So,
that's when she got the.
I had the
stress.
I got a nerve condition in my face, so I don't know how many live shows I'm going to be able to attend of yours, because the triangular neuralgia nerves, they're going to probably
Wow.
But she's been doing great for the last few months.
That's good to hear.
She's been doing really well.
I've been on my meds. I was feeling it in my face earlier, because I was going to originally do the interview with you by myself, but I was like, too much of the day has gone by. And I recently got furloughed, so I haven't been working. You lose track of time. You lose track of the day. Like, what day is it? What time is it?
I know.
I forget to take my medication. I forgot to eat. It was just a lot going on. And I'm like, I want to interview her. I know I can do it, but my face. And I was kind of shaky. And I was like, I don't want to be like, hey, welcome to. So I have to get my life right. This is just weird. It's a weird time.
Yeah.
I just got off work. I just left my essential job. And I was afraid that I was going to miss you. I was afraid that I was going to miss you. I was like, oh, shit, I don't get to see the comedy show.
Girl, y'all could have called me anytime tonight. Like, nothing going on. Nothing.
Literally.
Sweet.
And this is the type of energy that we like to physically be around. You know, like, you have, I've watched your clips and I've scrolled through your, I kind of stalked you a little bit, you know, for research. And you have a great energy about you. It's perfect. It's not too much. You're not trying too hard. And even with your photos, so I looked in your bio and it was like, let me see what it said. It's, I'm a nail tech and I'm a comedian and I'm a writer. I'm like, that's not all. All of your pictures look like, it's like you're not trying to pose, but it's like the wind is blowing, your dress is up, and it's like, click. I'm like, you're a photographer? Was she to be out?
Put model in there.
Who could take? I would be like, no, do it again, do it again, do it. It looks like effortless. I was like, no, model needs to be on there. then you're a trap chef. You're a very artsy individual. So not only do you do nails, you also sew.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, she sews. She was like, listen, we're going to be wearing pajamas out here. So y'all get you a little robe, get you some fringe. I was like,
oh. What? Oh, yeah. My tutorial I did. That's old, but I left it up there. I recently cleaned out my Instagram, but I left that up there because I like those videos.
That's funny as shit. And it's like, you're not even trying. It don't even have to be perfect, y'all. Just bam, do it like that. Okay. And so then we go. So how old were you? Is this something that you grew up doing? Is sewing?
Yeah. And I actually had a swimsuit line for a little while, and I was in Maxim and Playboy and like all these music videos. And when I started doing comedy, that took up the time that I was sewing a lot. I was making everything by hand, and it was a lot of work. But sewing is something that I love to do. I costumed. I told you I was a theater major at U of H. And so we had to pick a concentration, and mine was costuming. And so I've styled a lot of different things. So I watch models all the time. I've worked with some really dope models, and I watch them all the time. And it's always the most uncomfortable poses that look so natural. Like you would never think that felt like the way those poses feel, look the way they do. They look really effortless, but they're not. So,
That's good.
It's fun.
I can definitely understand that because I went through a posing class when I was competing in bodybuilding.
Oh.
So there's a certain way, because my coach was like, I have to see you and I have to show you I can see what you can't see. So I need you to lean forward. I need you to hold your back, put your arms out, and they take a picture. And so I'm like, that was so difficult, but it looks so good and natural. So I get that. I understand that. Cause that posing is no joke. Cause it's a whole workout in itself.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But so do I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're awesome. So in one of your clips, you said you were you battled with depression. Is depression something that you currently battle with?
No, I was going through a lot. I think you're talking about that same post, and I was going through a whole lot at the time. I had two deaths in my family. I was taking care of my great aunt for 8 years, and she passed away. And it was just a lot of different things going on in my life and in my family. And that was just like, I think everybody gets depressed. I'd be crazy if I said I didn't feel, right now it's a crazy time. And I know just the things I've been through the last couple years, if I would have been in LA right now, I would be miserable, miserable.
Right.
In my little guest house that I live in, which is great, by the way, but still it just wouldn't, I'm just glad to be here. This is great for my mental state right now,
That's so good. Cause a lot of us are dealing with some level of depression. Like I told them on a previous show, a recording, I've almost been isolating myself. As a teenager, I dealt with depression. I was diagnosed with depression. And then I just started to make others around me feel better. I made them laugh. So they would assume that, she's fine because she's making me laugh. But nobody was really asking me or directing at
just gonna give you the determining factors you need to one of my jokes, I say, white people, you want to prove you're not racist with this little game of would you rather?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like,
I thought.
Sure. And I'm like, white people, which would you rather? Would you rather have a gay son or a daughter that only sucks black dick? Which would you rather? And they're like, what an option for them. Sometimes they say gay son. They're honest. I'm like, I appreciate your honesty. and then I say, well, if it helps out any, the gay son only sucks black dick too.
Exactly. So. I thought that shit was so funny because it's still on. It's on her Instagram. Oh my god! Yeah. I played that like 3 times. I'm like, that's so dumb.
That's why I wanted. That's why I love that joke.
Exactly.
I don't put a lot of my jokes out. I don't hardly have any stand-up clips on my. Maybe it's like three of them on there. Oh,
yeah.
Hello? I can still hear y'all. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. We can hear you.
You were breaking up a little bit, then you came back.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, now your screen is frozen, but we're going to work through it. Don't worry about it.
Okay. She's moving.
I know.
I hope y'all can't see my ankles because I'm ashy.
No.
Okay, good. All right.
I'm glad y'all can't see my legs because I'm hairy. I ain't shaved in like 6 months.
Wait, you just said you waxed. You waxed your legs a week ago.
I said I shaved. That was 3 days ago. I'm poking like I'm back.
Porcupine?
Yep, I'm back.
Hey, Dyson, what was it like being on All Deaf Digital and the Roast Me episode?
Oh, my God. You know, I haven't even... Okay, so it's funny because I was on the road with Teddy Ray and Brent Taylor. I don't know if y'all know who Teddy Ray is, but we did some shows in Vegas. And he was actually on the episode, the episode I was on, and it was just randomly shown while we were there. And that's the only time I saw it. And I only saw some of it, but then I guess they started running it recently. And I got like 2,000 followers or something like now I'm almost at 6,000 followers. Right. And I think maybe like 1,000 followers from that Roast Me thing. And all these dudes in my DMs, I'm like, what are y'all, this is crazy. I was on there for a little bit, you know? Yeah. And they are just all like, oh my God, hey, Dicey. I'm like, oh my God. Niggas with, you don't even know what they look like. They got like a picture of a Camry. That's it on there. It's like two pictures. Like a meme and a Camry. I'm like, get out of here, sir. Who are you?
So with this recent urge of followers, I want to ask you a question about social media.
Okay.
What are some pros and some cons of social media for you?
Well, so I'm 40, and
hello.
Yeah, no, I don't.
All of 28 is what you look like.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I'm like, she young,
and people don't know how old I am, and I just you know, I let them think I'm stupid or think whatever they want to think.
Yeah,
but a lot of it is silly to me, and I'm not silly. And I get approached a lot to do some of these videos, you know, where it's like the big. I'm more of the girl next door, but they always still want to see, you know, that it's just like the girls are playing these dumber roles and stuff. And I can't get with that. And people are always like, you need to, if you did sketches and if you did this, you'd have even more followers and you know, you should do this. And I'm like, I can't, that's just not my style at this point. I find that really hard, you know, to like, I'm the Oregon Trail generation too. I remember when there was no computers, you know, we were like the first class to get computers in schools. You know, so I've seen technology evolve. I can keep up with it.
Exactly.
But I'm still
in the typing class when I was in junior high school. So.
Right. You know, I'm still from the school of, it's mosquitoes out here. Sorry, I keep fanning stuff away. But I just feel like, you know, human interaction is I just don't get that caught up in social media like a lot of people do. I like it. I enjoy being on it. I like doing my stories a lot more, you know? So, yeah. So I don't post as much as I probably should.
No, your posting is fine, especially for your followers to be growing like it is, because sometimes people overpost. Sometimes people have more posts than they have followers. So your posting is fine, especially if you're getting the interaction that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question about weird ass. Have you ever gotten any weird ass DMs?
Yes. I have one, like right now there's a porn star that's been DMing me.
Difficult is that with all of the things you have going on. You have the comedy, you have the writing, you have the chef, you have the nails, you have the BED productions. You got a lot going on. How difficult, you know, was that part of the
separation?
I don't think you ever planned that kind of thing to happen. it just is what it is. And I just, and the, you know, at this point, I'm just taking everything that's thrown my way. You know, 2018, 2019 was crazy for me. I thought 2020 was going to be better, but like, what in the actual right. hell is going on?
Right.
I just learned to appreciate the little things. I've been meditating every morning. That's really helped. I've never done that before, like setting okay. my intentions for the day. And just taking it day by day, and then also knowing there's so many people who've been through so much worse, you know, and yeah. I'm blessed. I'm still moving forward every day, and that's not going to stop regardless of what's going on. So, you know, I just try to keep a positive attitude about everything. Mm-hmm.
What made you want to be a nail technician?
And I'm good. I feel good. I've always loved doing nails. And I used to do people's nails in college. I would do dudes' nails a lot, like giving them manicures, because I love men to have nice looking hands. And right. so I had like four or five regular customers that would come and just pay me like $10. They were all like students as well. Yeah. Like just, you know, dudes who cared about the way that they looked, basically, yeah. which is great. And so then I always wanted to do it, and I didn't think I ever was going to have the time. Then a couple years ago, I had extra money, and I was like, what am I going to do with this little money, you know? Mm-hmm. Let me just go to, I almost went to culinary school. I wanted to do that too, but then it was going to cost okay. a little more. Yeah. And so I was like, well, let me just do nail school, because I want to have nail salons. And then I saw a video of this black woman, and they threw a chair at her because she didn't like the way her nails looked. And mm-hmm. they were cussing her out all the way out. I don't know if y'all saw this video. It went viral or whatever.
No.
And I was like, you know what? I'm so sick of these people coming into our neighborhood, into our, like, yeah. and we patronize, like, yes. we patronize these places yes. over. The beauty supply places, how many beauty supplies do you know that have ever closed down? None. You don't know of any nail shops that have ever closed down. Every single nail shop, even that I used to go to in college, they're all still there. They're all still there. And in our neighborhoods, and they make a killing. And then a friend of mine does taxes. She does taxes for this nail salon, or this guy owns a group of salons. Two of his salons grossed $2 million 1 year.
Whoa.
Wow.
And she told me that, and I was like, I mean, mind you, it's packed in there all the time, but $2
million? $2
million? And it's not that much. The overhead is not much, you know, in comparison to what you charge for services. And the where I work out now, I wanted to work where I work in Beverly Hills, because it's actually a franchise, and there's not many franchises. I mean, it's not a franchise. I mean, it's a chain. So and there's only a couple of them that are like that. So I wanted to see what that was like to be, you know, on the corporate end, like how they ran their, you know, versus booth rent. Yeah.
The only African American woman that works there as a technician?
As a tech, there's two of us. There's two. And then they're mostly Mongolian. It's an English speaking place. It's like you can only speak English there. Everybody speaks English. And then there's some Hispanics, but at the other places, it was, so with the company, because we know everybody, because it's three of them in LA, there's probably like four black nail techs, but there's three black managers of the, like, and, you know, they're a great company. They're very inclusive, you know, At the first place I was at, it's in, they're all in super white areas or whatever, but the manager and the assistant manager are both black. So that's really cool, you know?
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, my goal is to find my people in everything that I do. So I want to support black in whatever I can, because like you said, these people are making all this money off of us. The liquor store, the gas station, everything in our neighborhood is not owned by none of us.
Mm-hmm. No.
But we patronize them. and they're just taking all our money. That dollar does not move at all amongst us. And it moves more so in Jewish neighborhoods. I mean, they move their money amongst each other, and we haven't learned that yet. So
exactly.
I am all for that. I mean, if I knew somebody in my area that I could go to faithfully, I would be there.
Yeah.
I love black.
I have so many customers because I celebrities too, like during the Grammys, I did a lot of nails for the Grammys, and that was really, really cool. You know, and everybody's just so glad to have a black nail tech. They're just like, oh my God, all my stuff is clean. It's like, you know, everything is just, I got all my stuff. It's not, and I wish way more of us did it. Now, when I do open my place, I want to do a nonprofit in conjunction with it. And I want the nonprofit to fund people coming out of jail or out of, like certain women with non-violent crimes, that are young, that want something to do, like, and if they qualify and they've really changed their life around, I want to pay
like a work release program or something.
And then they
like
come, they exactly a work release program where they can come and, you know, work for me too and work off their get paid too, but still kind of, you know, get maybe half and work off and whatever, however we work it out. But I want to do something like that because I just wish that I wouldn't have gone to college. I wish I pledged. I had a great time in college. Like, I wouldn't trade any of it for anything, but if I had it to do now, I definitely would not have gone to college at all.
What do you think about that a lot?
I think about that a lot too. What'd you say, Rachel?
What do you think would have been the difference with you not going to college? You think you just wasted your time and your money, or like if you didn't go to college, what do you think would be different?
I don't think hardly anything would be different. Like, or actually, in my mindset, I don't think would be any different. I think that I would have a lot more money. I think I would have started, I probably would have gone to nail school then and had 20 salons and no student loans and no, you know there what you I go. Mean? Just like that, it, just the whole hierarchy. And then now at this point, I majored in theater. I have not had a real job in my life. Like stand up entertainment has to work for me because I've never had a real job.
Right.
Because real jobs drug test, and I never have stopped smoking weed. So,
and you never will you?
And I never will. Never will.
Do you smoke the real stuff, or do you smoke, what is that stuff called? Hash? The oil?
No, I don't like the oils. I'm just regular weed. Just regular weed.
Do you ever think you would have, do you think you still would go to LA to do this? Or do you think you would have would you have started here?
No, I would have been in LA. I probably would have been back here by now with other shops, but LA is just where I want to be, period. You know, like until, I have some really big things that's probably about to happen in the next couple months. And if they do, or when they do, I'm just claiming it. I definitely want to be other places too. I don't want to just be like, but LA is going to always be a base for me, you know, but I would like to expand to Atlanta. I would like to, you know, do stuff in New York. I would like to have, you know, some businesses everywhere. I'm, you know, no kids. Like why not?
All right. Do you want kids?
I was about to say.
I do want kids. I feel like I have like another year or two, you know. I have some friends who just started having kids. Oh, I just got a mosquito bite on my ass, y'all.
She was like, oh, you ain't got no kids, girl, let me bite you. I know that's
right. You are.
That's a good luck bite.
Let me hit that booty.
Girl,
Of all like, places, your show is like open.
I ain't never bit no ass with no kids. I know that's juicy. That's a different kind of juice. She said, no kids, sting.
Sting.
So if you don't ever have kids, do you think you'll be disappointed? Because I always tell people who don't have kids, do not rush that shit. Live your fucking life.
I think it's something that I'll always wonder about if I don't have them, but I don't think that I'll feel like I'm missing out. I have a niece and a nephew that I love to death. And you know, all my friends have kids and I see them, spend time with them all the time, you know? So, I think whatever's for me is for me, is going to happen for me, you know, but I always saw myself being a mom. Right. So, yeah.
I think at some point we all do.
No, we don't.
Stop lying, Rachel.
No, we don't. Listen, I was told I wasn't supposed to have kids no damn way. So I was like, you can come in, you can come in, everybody can come in. And then they fucking lied. But I think
Why were you told that?
Because I had some underlining. I got an STD and apparently it was supposed to make me sterile, right? Is what I was told, but I was like, well, I mean, if I can't, then, you know, it's fine, whatever. Maybe I don't want kids, whatever. But it did not. It didn't fucking make me sterile. And I was like, no, it's okay. You can, come on. It's okay. It's fine. I'm not going to get pregnant. I promise. And then one day it just fucking happened. So it is.
How many kids do you have?
I have 2 live births and I had a miscarriage. So,
Yeah, I have two girls.
It is what it is.
How old are they?
Mine are 8 and 11.
Oh, you got grown ones.
Exactly. And mine are 5 and 10. So, good gap.
Y'all got grown ones. Yeah.
Yeah, don't say that. And my nephew—they
want more. They want more sisters and brothers. They do.
My little girl does, but the big girl, she like no. She say the little one is enough, which she is. She too much at times. And I'm getting my break, so I'm very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
See with her biological, and you know it's all good.
With her biological. That's funny.
I would call him something else, but you know, we on decent terms, so whatever. I'm getting a break, so I'm trying to be grateful. But I feel like any woman that says that she like I don't feel like every woman wants kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard to find the women that will say, no, I don't have none, I don't want none, and I'm fine. I feel like there, you know, at some points, most women would say, no, you know, I want to be a mom and, you know, I'm married or I'm not married. I've been in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
I say that we all think that or we aspire to be that because we all grew up playing with dolls. And
so you saying I should throw their dolls away?
Well, is the baby still asleep in the back?
See, right here. So,
no.
I recorded the other day. She said, who baby is that? I was like, what? I ain't got no baby. So, look, she's asleep now.
Oh, swaddled in
there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I told them, this is how I wrap their ass up. When it's time to go to sleep, it's time to go to sleep. You can't move. You don't have no choice. You're going to sleep.
At some point of our lives as girls, we do think about being mom.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But again, I'm really grow out of it. Yeah. At this point, it can go either way because, you know, at the same time, I look at my career and, you know, being a comic, it's definitely a late night. It's a late night thing, right. Which could be easy and it could be hard. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But I mean, there's comics who are moms who do it and who, you know, you kind of have to, the ones I've seen though, they've kind of made motherhood their whole thing. And I don't want that to be the case with me because men don't do that. You know what I mean? They barely claim their damn kids. These are
And then even the ones that do, the women that do make that a part of that, they have a whole team. So it's not like they're just out single mom in it and the baby sleep in a car. No, I'm serious. The baby sleep in a car. You know what I'm saying? I gotta make my money. So they have a whole team that supports them.
Yeah.
Of course.
You can't threaten CPS on everybody. Look, some women want a break, okay?
That, right.
I bet you won't take them. I bet you won't. No, I said, no, you here, you picking them up. Nobody coming over here and leaving without a kid. And don't threaten me. See, kids have really kind of taken
the power. See what I tell you, guys.
Kids have really taken the power away from their parents, because I remember when I was younger, I used to threaten my dad with that. He said, bitch, call him. Call him. And I said, well, give me the phone. And he was like, no, you won't call him. Call him on your own phone. But kids have taken away the power, because I know some kids that do threaten. If you touch me, I'm calling CPS. My dad was like, I served our country. I can kill you and bury you in the fucking backyard, and ain't nobody gonna do shit about it, because I served and fucking protected. And, you know, that worked with me for a while. So I left him alone. But, yeah, some parents want a break, so don't just be throwing that word around. Like, if somebody come knocking on my door, I'm have bags packed. Here you go.
You came over here for a reason.
Right. I was told I got 24 to 48 hours. You gonna take them, you gonna question them, and I'm gonna have a break.
He's like, good luck in that group home you about to go to.
Exactly.
You do need to be
about to get whooped.
Exactly.
Rachel, you do need to try stand up.
See?
You do need to try stand up.
No, I'm gonna be sitting down.
Yes, you do. You need to try it, for real.
My nerves is bad.
You have a perspective. You already have this whole persona. And
you know, it's because I'm angry. Me a
but it's an outlet. You really need to try it. I'm telling you. You would. People would die at everything you just said right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We gonna see.
Yes. That's two votes you got.
I'm telling you.
From two professionals.
Yes.
It smell good. I don't know.
We're going to get at the improv. Don't worry about it, Dicey. We'll let you
know. Yeah,
we're going to get out. No, the last time we went to the improv, I went to the hospital.
We'll be in a different capacity when you go this time.
It's going to be a lighter crowd.
That's funny.
So, yesterday we had a talk. And our talk was mainly about what's going on, the COVID-19 and the seriousness of it. And I, on the other hand, was taking it so lightly.
Yep.
And I was like, you know, this is all going to blow over. Yeah, we're in a bad time right now, but we'll make it out. Because I'm all positive.
Okay.
But we really had an in-depth conversation about how this is going to, you know, change everything. Like, the economy is not going to be this. It's going to take us a while to get out of. Right now, we're in a recession, and we are more than likely going to end up in a depression. And that's going to take time for us to move forward. What are your thoughts on that?
I definitely think the world as we know it is over. I think that, you know, my sister's already talking about not sending my nephew back to school. She's a teacher as well, but he's excelling so much more on the online schools. And he's been homeschooled before too, but he really, really likes this online thing. And I feel like a lot of schools probably aren't going to come back. A lot of school districts, I don't know how they're going to work. It's just, I feel like there is such a shift, and it's like, it happens so fast. I feel like there's a lot of agendas too along with this. I don't know how Bill Gates has now become like the forerunner in vaccines and like telling us what to do, and you know how he, I think that's alarming, kind of how he's kind of just taking this stance and this, and people are just trusting what he says. He's not a doctor at all. You know, I
college dropout, yeah.
Right. I think that who's done amazing for himself, you know, but he's also white, so, you know.
Yeah. I saw he had a whole TED Talk about that.
Yeah, he did. Like, he had a whole TED Talk about it.
I found that surprising myself. I'm like, why is he talking about an epidemic and how to survive? And I was like, this doesn't make any sense. But then I thought about, oh, it's money.
Yeah.
It is.
It's money. That's
and he's given a lot of money to these pharmaceutical companies, especially the one that's coming out with the vaccine. And, you know, he's been on CNN a lot recently and on a lot of different shows talking about this stuff. And I'm just like, how did he become? It's like, you know, I don't know. I feel like everything is different. I feel like I need to be by my family right now. And honestly, I felt like it was the end of the world before I left LA. One of my friends is a congressman and he called and he said, listen, LA is shutting down in 2 days. You need to go. You need to go home. Okay. So I told my manager at work, and we just happened to be having a meeting that day. And the district manager was there, and they were talking about all these new implementations for procedures, like how we were supposed to clean now, you know, and deal with the customers and the clients with their nails and stuff. And I'm like, y'all, this is gonna be closed in 2 days. What are y'all doing? They're like, no, you first of all. You're speaking a little out of line. You don't know. I said, no, this shit is shutting down. It's a, right. And 2 days later, my manager texted me. She was like, you were so right. Everything is done. Like, we're done. We're done for right now.
Yeah.
So I had to just be here with my family. I feel like it's the time to be near your family. We have gardens here. You know, that's going to be really important. Like just me and my mom, we're starting a nonprofit too with her and with this, a public figure and, who's kind of approached her about, cause she's a master gardener and about showing, you know, different communities how to garden. And people think it's such a hard thing, but we eat out of that garden every day. Those collard greens grow every day. I've had them like 6 times since I've been here already. Like, everything in there grows and grows, and you can self-sustain. You know, we have to learn these things that, you know, we didn't think were possible for us in our community. But
I know it's a positive thing that we can self-sustain, but do you think that's what they want? The powers that be, the ones that are holding all the cards and all the money, they don't want us to be self-sufficient.
They don't want you to, but what can they do? I mean, under martial law, they can come and seize your garden, or they can, like, you know, they can mess with you about having extra things. You're not supposed to have a whole lot of food, you know, like they can come in and take whatever they want to take if you have extra stuff. There's a lot that goes along with that, but I don't know that it's going to be that bad. Soon, I do feel like there could be food shortages, you know, especially with just how, you know, when the travel is all wacky right now. I don't know. When I went into the store in LA and saw the shelves empty, like I just looked around and I felt like I was in the apocalypse. Like I'd never seen anything like that. That's, I mean, luckily everything's back to normal as far as like the stuff being stocked. But just for that couple weeks before I left, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Yeah. So I was still with my head in the clouds. I was still, oh, we'll be okay. This is just all for show. This is not really what's happening. So I think that, I have a new perspective now. Now that I know a little bit more, because to me, I was like in ignorant bliss. Like, okay, I don't have to do this. I have to go to work. My hours have cut. They've been cut short, and I am essential. But I don't have the stressors that I had before all this happened. So I'm like, okay, well, we'll get through this. It's going to be okay. This is not The Walking Dead. we're not there yet. But what is really happening is what I'm asking myself. So there's something that's a little bit deeper than the virus.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what are they distracting us from? What's the real story? And I'm still trying to figure that out. I know anything, it's about money. If it's anything, it's all about the money. You got to follow the money. And I heard stories that a lot of CEOs had resigned from their position, like Bill Gates. They had resigned from their position like days before we were the pandemic and we had to be quarantined for 14 days. So there's a lot of things that are a lot of chess moves that are being made. And we're going to be, of course, us poor, disenfranchised people are gonna be the, we gotta pay the price. So
yes.
So yeah, I just think that there's too much happening behind the curtain.
Yeah, I'm not, and I just, again, I'd rather be with my family for stuff to go down. You know, everything is about to be virtual anyway. They're doing Good Morning America and The View, and all these people are broadcasting from Tamron Hall. Did her show in her kitchen today. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, so.
Yeah, I think that is definitely going to be a thing. This Zoom and a whole lot of other resources or outlets are going to be real big. I mean, that's going to stick. Yeah. A lot of people are going to continue to work from home.
Yeah.
So a lot of jobs are going to be cut, because I know at mine, I know from my department, at least 60 people were let go.
And wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be a real, we're going to have to work ourselves out of a real big hole.
Yeah. It's a lot of mom and pop businesses that aren't coming back, you know? It's about to be empty real estate, empty commercial real estate everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure is.
Yeah.
Right about that. So I guess from yesterday was like, this is a time now we need to start planning. Like, how are we going to conquer this? How are we going to make good out of this? I mean, it's in our DNA as Black people to be
resilient.
Yeah, exactly. So how we need to start writing everything down now. Like our outlet for Talking Pink, he mentions, like, you need to use that platform, grow it. So I mean, it's just like a lot of things where, I mean, we talked about a lot of doomsday things, but there was like so much information about how we could just grow from this, because we can. We always do.
Yeah. And they say that it's really affecting our communities, this coronavirus, you know? And I saw a video today about some more of the 5G stuff. I'm like, yeah, it's all something, you know?
Yeah.
It's all something going on. I don't know what.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was listening to who was I listening to? I think it was Charlamagne who was doing the donkey today when
Ellen. Oh, hold on one second. What'd you say, D? I'm out here on my Zoom call. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so what you were saying, what, the donkey of the day?
Yeah, Charlamagne was talking about Ellen felt like she was in prison in her mansion, her 8,000 square foot mansion, and people in actual prison are dying from the coronavirus. And he was like, you know, that wasn't, yeah, you're a comedian, but you didn't even take the time to do a little research as to how a prison really is right now.
Because yeah, people are dying.
They, they don't quarantine. I mean, they're telling them, like, yeah, y'all might as well just go ahead, because this is it for y'all. Y'all all dying. So it was definitely an eye-opener there as well. Oh, look, Rachel's back. Yeah. Turn your microphone on. Your microphone is not on, Rachel. We can't hear you. Okay.
You want to hear me? So my phone overheated.
No.
Did nobody tell you to have it down there?
Girl, it was hot.
Y'all are crazy.
Let me get some water. Pour my water. Oh, look, let me get my massager and wet it up.
Oh my God.
So she got me this massager for my birthday, and I don't celebrate anything. Listen, I don't. But, and then I was in a lot of pain. And so she was like, we're going to go to the toy store and get you a toy. And I was like, I was so happy. And then I was going to get some bullshit. We were looking around. I found the biggest dildos and fists and elephant trunks. I don't know what was in there. And then I was like, I can't find what I'm looking for. I really want a massager. And then as we got to the counter.
We were in there for a good hour.
We were in there probably over an hour. And I was like, oh, there it is. He was like, go ahead and get it. And I was like, oh, my God. I was so happy. It's under my pillow. So people don't want to come
close
home
by.
Okay. that's okay. I'm gonna give myself a massage and I'm gonna go to sleep.
Y'all are not
pretty much. Don't be embarrassed. You know this how I talk. At least I say towards the end, okay?
And you know what? You haven't been your natural self. We haven't had this talk in a while because you've been like,
saying,
I can't get nobody on the phone.
I've been decent.
You have been decent. That's alarming. I'm
it's around the end of the show, so you know.
So you showing out. You're about to get nasty. Because
It's dark outside.
Right? I'm gonna get my hair pulled, let it grow.
Yeah.
Stretch it. That's how you stretch it out. You pull it.
Yes, pull it.
Rachel, did you hear anything we said while you were away? No.
No, I didn't.
We were just talking about the crazy world.
Oh, I didn't miss anything.
Apocalyptic world.
I didn't miss anything. I don't even watch the news anymore. I'm tired of hearing about it.
Yeah.
I'm really tired. And the only reason why I found this because I saw everybody had on masks. And I was like, oh, shit, I don't want to get wrote up or get a ticket. So I was like, let me check this
off. Yeah, because they made it mandatory in L.A.
Yeah. I mean, but how? I mean, now people are making them. I was like, maybe I'll get some material and try to make something. But
all you got to do is get a bandana. That's it. This one somebody sent me. I had to laugh at this. Can y'all see that?
What is it?
That's a meme.
After watching news for more than that looked like somebody visiting me.
That is so funny. I saw a meme today. I saw a meme today that had a sign on the mailbox and it said, no, my mailbox is in quarantine. No bills until further notice. Not accepting bills.
Did they lock it?
Right.
I like that.
Now that's funny.
I called all my people. I was like, I'm having a hard time. I ain't got no money. I done lost my damn job. Don't send me nothing. And I need y'all to take this interest off, too. So
right. Take it off.
It's not even nothing you should have to explain. Like, you know what's going on.
Right.
Yes. How much time you giving me?
They was like,
don't lay it out. I know you got a plan.
Right? Is this due to COVID? Yes. Yes, it is. So there you go.
I want you to see. You know,
like everybody is saying they're only giving me 1 month. I'm like, this shit is gonna, this is not gonna be over in 1 month. I need about 6 months. Give me 6 months out. 6 months interest free with no fees, no late charges, no payments, no nothing.
When do y'all think we're gonna be back to normal? Like, honestly, when do y'all think that the jobs and stuff are gonna open back up? Do y'all think Trump is gonna go ahead and try to really open stuff back up?
If it was up to him, it would be open.
Nothing would be closed.
Exactly. He would probably give everybody 30 days off, and by May 1st, because he wanted everything by Easter. I honestly think this thing is going to go 6 months to 8 months, maybe even a year.
That's what somebody projected on the news, too, on CNN.
It's going to take us a while to get back.
I always got scared when gas prices, somebody always told me about the gas prices and the oil industry. Every time I see the gas going under $1.99, scares the shit out of me. So imagine how it is now, you driving around and it's $1.165, $1.49. Yeah. And my daughter's like, that's good. I said, no, it's not. That's
I promise not I ain't good. Never seen so many full tanks.
You know, girl.
Everybody got a full tank of gas that come up to.
Not me. Girl, I had on a glove. I had something on my face. And people was looking at me like, it is not that serious.
Yes, it is.
Exactly. This gas got to last me 2 months. So, yes, it is. I ain't going no damn where.
All right, Dice, we see you getting ate up back there.
Girl, you know, they are eating you know why me
you
up.
You know why you're getting ate up? Because you got that juicy. You ain't. They was like, yeah, we going to dice that ass up tonight.
They got me.
Girl, she looks just like her mom, and she got them legs like her mom. Girl, I'm telling you, you need to go stalk her Instagram because them legs is like,
we can tell you've been stalking her Instagram.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a stalker. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay.
I do look just like my mom. That's crazy. I look just like
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You talking about you the girl next door. You scary. Girl, you see her face? When she just relaxes, she like... Them Donna, you see me smiling at you? I'm smiling at you too. She got that. Don't play with me. But I love you, but don't play with me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We gonna let you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us at Talking Pee. It was. Yes. Tell everybody where they can find a little more dice.
Well, Dicey Approved is my mm-hmm. Instagram. That's the only place I'm at on social media right now, but I'm about to start a YouTube page for my cooking stuff. So, I'll put that all on my,
I know we didn't get to talk about, trap chef.
Yes, the trap chef.
But we're going to be looking out for it on your YouTube channel.
Look out for it. Yes, you could see it on Dicey Approved on my Instagram.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, and to all of thank our viewers and friends. Remember to like, share, rate, and subscribe. Find us everywhere where you find podcasts, and thank our guest, Miss Dicey Approved, for joining
you.
Us. Bye. Have a good
bye. See y'all. You too.